Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Hey. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. All right, welcome to the show. We got a good one. Chris Stapleton will be on a little bit later. Hope you're having a good morning. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, this is how we start the show. We go around the room. We introduce you to everybody. You guys give me your favorite news story of the day. Up first, he said he loves skydiving, but I heard right before he almost started crying. Here he is. Okay. Eddie, everybody.
Hey, I saw this last week. So Lindsay Lohan and her husband had a baby. And I was thinking, how cool is that? She turned her life around. Like, she was in the news all the time for doing bad stuff. She was on drugs. Oh, my gosh. They saw her on the street. She did not look good. And now the news is good. Lindsay Lohan is married. She's having a baby. I'm proud of her.
I didn't see that in the news. And it also shows you that the news doesn't care when you're being a normal person.
Oh, that's sad. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you got to be going bananas in order for the news to even care about you, because I didn't see that story.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to retweet it.
I hope she's doing well.
I hadn't seen that either. Are you sure?
Yeah, she had a baby. I'm
sure, guys.
You know Lunch saw it. He probably watched the birthing video on YouTube or something.
No, there was no video, but I did read the story.
Of all the people on the show, would it be Eddie and Lunchbox that you would think, no, Lindsay Lohan had a baby?
Well, it just popped up for me. I don't know.
They probably looked at other Lindsay Lohan stuff, and so it tells them their algorithm.
Right.
No.
But good for her.
Yeah, man, that's what I thought.
I like that. All right, moving over. He doesn't have much morality, and his favorite show genre is reality. Here is Lunchbox.
Guys, there was a big storm in Argentina, and then thousands upon thousands upon thousands of 10-inch penis fish washed up on the beach. They're all over in the sand.
It's a real fish.
No, there's no way.
Yeah, they're right here.
It's a real fish.
Look.
I wouldn't throw that word around too much, just in case, even though it is clinical. But
that's a fish?
And then it sent...
That's what they're really called.
Yeah, that's what they're called. That's their actual name.
Yeah. It looks like a...
I know.
But why?
No. Why do you think?
Well, they should name it something else.
They really should, like a carrot fish.
No, it doesn't look like a
like
carrot.
Like a goober fish?
what do you call it?
A ding-dong.
Ding-dong fish.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's, that's really good bait for fishermen. So all the fishermen were flooding the beach trying to grab them and take them home.
It's crazy.
And that's
there's thousands of them.
Yeah, it's good bait fish is what they say. So they ran and grabbed the...
There's just... It's just wieners everywhere.
Oh, gosh.
It's wieners everywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
Unbelievable. I've never heard of that.
Wow.
Fished a lot in my life.
And me too.
Never caught one of those.
That doesn't look like fish.
Uh-uh. Hey, if I caught one, I would just cut the line.
I would think it was a big worm.
Or a finger.
Yeah.
Or it was some...
Or, yeah. Well, let's move on. She loves to share her morning routine, and we keep trying to get her back on the dating scene. Here she is. Amy!
So this story I've been thinking about for days, because the World Health Organization was talking about aspartame, and that's what's in Diet Coke, and... I love
sugar substitute.
I love Diet Coke. Yes.
Is that the taste? The aspartame?
Yes.
Yes. That's gross.
And I don't love it because it's diet. It's just like, I guess, what I drank in the 90s. So that's what I like. Like, if you gave me a normal Coke and a Diet Coke, I don't care about what
diet
the content
more?
Is. I would choose diet every time because it's just like, that's what I got addicted to, right? Well, they say that, yeah, it could be a carcinogenic, but you have to drink.
You could die, but.
You have to drink like 14 cans of it or something a day. And I'm like, well, I don't know. Or maybe even more than that.
14 cans. Who does that?
Something. Well, maybe some people. But for me, if I now I feel like I have permission to have one of those mini cans of Diet Coke.
I feel like this is a bit problematic for your brand.
Why?
Well, your brand is wellness, and you live it, and you talk it, and but all of a sudden you're like, well, it's not going to kill me.
Wellness is happiness, and happiness is healthy.
Do they sell Diet Coke?
I don't believe that's true fully, Amy. I love that.
No.
I don't think all wellness is happy.
Yeah, but if a food brings you joy.
No.
Ah!
And we ain't doing that.
Yeah.
No. I'd have a corn dog or a chili dog every single day, and I'm going to tell you, that ain't healthy.
Okay.
It made me happy.
Well, but here's the deal. We're just not consuming enough for it to be dangerous. Unless, of course, you are. I'm not. So this is your permission to have a Diet Coke today. Don't blame me if something happens.
Okay, there you go. She put that in case NPR back checks her. All right, Ray, give me.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he loves to fish, and his wife has never made a bad dish. Bobby Bones.
Thank you. Was that fish thing already in there?
No, I just kind of did that off the
freestyle.
Cuff.
Dang,
good job, Ray.
Mr. Dome. Okay, so here's what we have here. These are the top 10 worst states to live and work.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. We don't want to guess, do we?
You don't want to get. No.
Okay.
I mean, you can have a couple guesses. Why not?
West Virginia.
Nope, didn't make the top. Didn't make the worst.
And wow.
Interesting you'd go there first. Where else?
Mississippi.
No.
What?
I know. So it's CNBC's yearly America's Top States for Business study, and these are the top worst states to live and work.
Oh,
number 10.
Oh. Arkansas.
Well, it does. That makes the list. Yeah.
The devil.
California.
The devil's at 10, Florida.
Yeah.
And Lunchbox is the one who names it the devil, not us. We love Florida. I love Florida. I'm coming to Tampa in a few weeks. Number 9, Arkansas. Number 8, Tennessee. Number 7, Indiana. Number 6, Missouri. Number 5, Alabama. Number 4, South Carolina. Now we're in the top 3. Coming in at number 3 this week,
Michigan,
Louisiana.
Oh.
Number 2, Boomer.
Oklahoma.
Boomer
Sooner. All right, so let's think number 1. What would number 1 be?
Well, you've already guessed. I love what you thought it would be.
I know. I'm trying to think of what those have in common. I mean, Kansas could be pretty bad. There's not a lot there.
This is based on crime. I disagree. I love Kansas.
Here we go. He's attacking us.
Hey, Wichita. Love you. Shout out.
I was born in Kansas, guys. Relax.
You lived there for a day.
9 months.
Okay.
It's based on what?
Crime rates.
Oh.
Yeah, Michigan.
Environmental
Michigan.
Quality, health care, and quality and availability of child care.
I take back my California.
The number one worst state to live and work is?
Michigan.
Tejas. Texas.
Guys,
step it up.
It's
hot. Wow. What are we
doing? All of Texas. So there you go. So don't live or work there.
Which is
pretty much all of our audience and all of those 10 states.
And that's where we're all from.
All of our homes make it there. Nice. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. Okay, this is all kinds of messed up. I'm not sure what to do. I just found out a cousin of mine is having financial problems. He's notoriously bad with money. So to help himself out, he's decided to put the news out that he's got a devastating and expensive illness. Quotations around devastating and expensive. He's asking people for money to help with his, quote, medical bills. I am 99.9% sure this is BS. I don't want to see people taken advantage of. I'm also not a fan of sticking my nose in other people's business. How much should I get involved in this? Signed, Anonymous in Aurora. But the thing is, there's that point one.
Yeah.
Let's say you call him out. He's lying. And he's not.
He's really sick.
Right.
Yeah. Because those financial problems he's having could be because of medical bills and issues. But most of the time, our instinct's right. If it's a shady cousin, it's a shady cousin. We've all got them, or we're that shady cousin. But there's that 1%.
I don't have a shady cousin.
Well, then you're the shady cousin. It's like if you're at a poker table and you can't find the sucker, you're the sucker. Yeah.
Oh.
You're the shady cousin.
Okay.
So I just don't think it's your business. The only thing that I would do is if anybody you know is going to like give them money or they ask you about it, you could voice your concern to them, but I don't think I'm going to go make some public Facebook, Instagram, Twitter post going,
no way.
Michael's lying, because he might not be. It's not your business. Let him get in trouble if he's going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
Could you offer to like take him to appointments or something first to find out? You know?
I just don't think it's really even something you want to be involved in any way.
Okay.
You don't have to be. Just get out of it.
But if he's sick and he needs help, like you want to help.
Well, you actually could help. I thought you meant to like investigate.
All right. Well, no, it is to do both.
Both.
It's a little bit of both.
Sure, you could offer, because if he's lying, he's not ever going to need help.
Exactly.
Unless he's really committed, then he has you drop him off. Just sit.
You wait in
he
the waiting room.
He just goes in and sits for a while.
He goes to the bathroom.
Dang. General, don't get in people's chili, right?
Yeah, no, if he wants to do this and he ends up getting in trouble, it's his problem. And mm-hmm. if other people decide they want to donate without digging deeper mm-hmm. into it, then that's also on them.
Lunchbox?
Yeah, you just leave him alone. It ain't your chili.
He may be contagious, too. So
right.
Stay away.
Man. Don't donate, but don't give him any money, but don't bother him. Like, if he wants to go collect money from other relatives, that's their business.
All right, Anonymous. Good luck. That is a weird situation. We appreciate you emailing, though. Close it up.
We got your email, and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Almost time for Fun Fact Friday. This fact is not fun, but interesting. They say women with what they call resting B face.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess guys would have resting D face.
Ooh. Never heard that before. That's
me
good.
Either. But that's probably the comparable there. Women with resting B face can be better communicators because they've had to learn to communicate more effectively to avoid misunderstandings.
Huh.
Makes sense.
Yeah. I don't think we really have anybody in here that has that, D or B. Lunch has confused face.
Mine can lean that way.
I was going to say, Amy has been accused of resting B.
I have.
Oh, that's true.
But it's not my fault.
Your neighbor.
I'm not saying it's your fault. I'm just saying that you have been.
I don't think her face is that way, though.
Right, yeah, I'm not saying it is, but people have accused her.
It's how my mouth rests.
Fun Fact Friday. Yay! Around the room, Amy.
Couples who tease each other gently often have happier, stronger relationships.
What about couples like my wife and I who roast each other mercilessly? And it's like, oh, why are you going so hard on me? That's what I say to her sometimes. Why are you going? What about hard roasting?
Yeah.
That's not on there?
I'm not sure about that, but I also think you could insert coworkers who tease each other gently.
No, roast.
Or siblings who tease each other gently. We'll have happier relationships.
Yeah, we go a little harder than tease gently, though. All right, good one. Eddie, what do you have?
According to science, we're going to do a little test here. If your ring finger is longer than your index finger.
Is this where you slap me in the face and I put it in my face?
No.
No?
This is for men. And if your ring finger is longer than your index finger, you're likely to be more attractive.
Mine is longer.
It's only for men?
Okay, only for men. Lunchbox?
Is your index finger your pointer finger?
This is your ring finger, and that's your pointer finger. Yeah. Oh, no. Pointer finger's longer.
Uh-oh.
Makes sense?
Hey, it's hard being hot.
I guess.
I wish all we had to do was walk with our hand out, and people would think we're hotter if our finger was
Look at
up.
Me, I'm hot.
Hey, you like what you see? No? How about now?
That's pretty cool.
Thank you. Lunchbox.
Some artists are known for their use of watercolor. Some use acrylic, but...
Oh, don't tell me it's the poop artist.
Chris Offaly from Britain is known for using elephant poop.
Oh.
He's world renowned.
I saw the story and I thought, hide this from Lunchbox. Isn't I didn't know how we could block it from him.
He found it.
Yes, he did.
Back in 92, he took a trip to Zimbabwe and he went on a trek with people and they follow elephant crap to find elephants. Well, there was a drought, so they never found elephants, but he's like, I'm going to take some of this poop home as a souvenir. And he started painting with it.
We need to check this guy out. He's taking poop home as a souvenir.
Yeah, he started painting with it, and he became a world-renowned artist with elephant poop. That's what he uses. Is that not disgusting?
Yeah,
that's pretty gross. That's
so
gross.
Like when you walk in someone's house, they have elephant poop on their wall.
Okay. Morgan?
As of 2020, 47 out of 50 of the world's best competitive eaters are U.S. citizens.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Wow.
And they don't even know they're competitive eating.
We just like to eat.
Yeah, they're just growl.
Yeah.
Eating.
They're just being watched from afar, and we're like, yeah, that person's awesome. Yeah, we have real problems over here. And then here is mine. This one blew me away. So, Bone Thugs. You know from a lot of songs. It's first of the month, but mostly Crossroads. Five would know that. Morgan, maybe you don't.
No.
Bone Thugs.
I think I know them because they were in some famous song, but that song that you're playing right now, I have no idea.
Famous song.
They're in a song. Song.
You've never heard of Crossroads?
No. Yeah, that's before her.
Oh,
though.
Man, you need to go back.
What about It's the First of the Month?
Wake up.
Maybe that
wake
one.
Up, wake up. It's the first of the Okay,
Probably
so.
You play it sometimes first of the
Busy Bone from Bone Thugs and Harmony was kidnapped as a child.
Whoa.
His picture was shown at the end of a TV movie called Adam about a kidnapped boy. Thanks to the picture, they found Busy Bone. And he got sent back home to Cleveland, Ohio, where he met the other members of Bone Thugs and Harmony. And so, kidnapped, the picture at the end of a movie, We know that kid, called the cops, got him back. Now, that itself is crazy. But the father of the boy in the movie, John Walsh, because the movie was about John Walsh's kid, went on to start America's Most Wanted.
Yeah.
And he started that show because his son was kidnapped. But that movie about his son, Busy Bone, was at the end of it. And they were like, anybody seen this kid? But his name wasn't Busy Bone.
This is
anyone
crazy.
Seen this kid, Busy Bone? Like, what? Huh? Isn't that crazy?
Wow, that's a lot going
on
there.
He's a kidnapped kid. Think of the trauma about
that. I mean, did Busy Bone write a book? I need to research.
No, he made a lot of music.
He did a bunch of songs. Yeah. It's a book in singing form. Lots of them. All right, there you go. That's Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday. Yay!
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Kevin Bonecutter of Cincinnati, Ohio, was sick and tired of the negativity in the world. It's probably on Facebook, right?
So, my cousin.
Kevin Bonecutter?
Oh, gosh.
Serious?
Bonecutter, yeah.
No, not serious.
But he's sick of negativity like me. Yeah.
He's sick of it.
Yeah.
So he decided to do something crazy. 143 acts of kindness.
Wow.
I'm talking mowing lawns at empty properties. He was picking up litter. He was providing food for people in need. All this stuff. So he is now at 138. He's got 5 left. And he's thinking about quitting. No, I'm just kidding.
That's what Lunchbox did with his college degree.
Just quit at the end?
He got 1 class.
Yeah, well, not Kevin.
He got 1 class.
Yeah, but I got a job, man. Like,
Yeah.
That's what happens. You get busy with life.
Mm-hmm. I just would feel like there's this OCD part of me that's like, that is not complete. You guys see how I handle everything. I have to black everything
black
out.
It out.
Completed. Yeah, that would bother me. Not you, though. I wish I had more of you and me.
I don't know that you do.
You don't want that, dude.
Do you?
You're good the way you
are. He lives life free. Just doesn't give a crap.
Yeah.
Like, that's sometimes true. I just, like, wish I didn't give a crap. Except I give, like, extra craps.
Yeah, you shouldn't give so much craps, man, because guess what? In the end, the craps don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
We all die.
It really doesn't.
But what about during the middle? Like, what do you care about right now?
My family. That's about it.
There you go.
That's really about it.
Yeah.
No money.
Oh, money. I forgot about money. Dang it.
Forgot about money.
Yeah, I care a lot about money. I do care about money. Status.
Yeah. Now we're back on core minutes.
Yeah.
Eddie, so what's up with Mr. Bonecutter?
So he's got 5 left. He's trying to finish that, but he says he's not going to stop. He says he's going to keep on going until, I don't know, he just gets tired or something.
I could do more than 143 of Bonecutter. I could do better than Bonecutter.
Well, do it. That'll get you in the news.
It would, but your stuff would be like fake.
No, I picked up litter before.
Saved 3 orphans from a bus fire on the side of the road.
Mix it up.
You did?
He does
prove
care
I didn't.
About litter. He would pick
litter,
up.
Litter, yes.
You know, we would be in an airport. He'd see a plastic fork on the ground, and he would pick it up and put it in his bag and recycle it when he got home.
But so he doesn't do that, though. It's all in his car.
Yeah, we never saw him go to recycling.
Quote, unquote,
yeah.
Recycle.
Yeah, I'd bring water bottles home with me, but no, that never made the news. I mean, Bonecutter, what's he doing?
I would change it. Coming up at 7. What did this guy take home with him from the airport? We'll give you a hint. It's shaped like a bottle and it's plastic. See you after the break.
Wow.
No, thanks. All right, Eddie, great story. Awesome. Mr. Bonecutter, nice job. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats, and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com.
Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, I think I can eat a piece of pizza in under 30 seconds. Or I know it'll take you over a minute to drink that entire 2 liter. If you have, you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Now, here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they have more or less of a certain stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and a whole bunch more. Track your picks, play against others for a shot to win huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use the code BONES for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's the code BONES, only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Easiest trivia game ever. Ready?
Ready.
Amy has her tiara on because she's a champ. She's also the only person with points.
Is it on straight?
Yeah, it is. You look like a beauty queen.
Thank you.
Yeah, you look like a beauty queen for sure. All right, here we go. Nobody loses in the first round. What sport is America's pastime?
Golly. I'm glad this one doesn't count because it's either football or baseball. Football.
Incorrect. Baseball. You're still in though. Yeah, good. Lunchbox.
That's hard.
What's the currency of the United States?
Money.
Oh, the dollar.
Oh. Yeah.
The dollar.
Okay. Boy, really, we're struggling.
Oh. Wow.
all right. Morgan, what country is south of the United States?
South America.
Oh, my God. Guys. Hey, should we just go
Mexico?
Home? Should we just go home? Is that it?
Wow.
Is it over?
Guys.
We just quit? That's it?
To be fair, football is very popular here.
And money is popular. Money is used here.
Yeah, but there's...
Money's everywhere.
We've never gone 0 for 3 in the first...
Ever.
Abby, what country is north of the United States?
Canada.
Yes, thank you. Woo! Nobody goes home. Although, that would have been a triple bone if that had been a real game.
That's funny.
If you miss it, you'll hear this.
You've been boned.
Everybody, focus up now.
Right? Now dial in. Now dial in.
There is no Eddie because Eddie was eliminated last round.
Yeah, I'm here.
Whoever wins eliminates somebody.
Supposed to talk.
No. I tell him to turn his mic off.
Right. And Eddie, I'm not going to purposely turn it off unless you tell me to.
Well, now I'd like for you to turn your mic
off. Okay, I'm turning it off.
All right, here we go. The category is decades. Amy, what decade was producer Eddie born in?
Oh, we were the 80s, the 70s.
Correct. He can say nothing back. Lunchbox, Michael Jackson's Thriller was the best-selling album of what decade?
The 80s.
Correct. Morgan, what decade did Bill Clinton begin his presidency?
I mean, I'm just going since we're in a pattern in the 90s.
Correct. What decade was 9/11?
The 2000s.
Correct.
Well, that did go in order, didn't it?
That's a kind of a dark question there. Presidency, Amy, the category of the presidency.
Mm-hmm.
Ready? What federal agency protects the president of the United States?
The federal agency? The Secret Service does.
Correct.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Lunchbox. What number president is Biden?
Son of a... He is 46. 46 is my answer.
That's correct.
Oh.
Morgan, who was President Obama's vice president?
Joe Biden.
Correct. Thought we'd get her on that one. Abby, when is the next presidential election? What year?
2024.
Correct.
Wow. That was good.
Wow.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
Wow. Look at you.
It's only a year away?
Really reacted strongly to that one, huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
Next November.
I had no idea.
None?
No.
Okay. Category science. Amy, what's the scientific name of the process where plants prepare their food? Category science. What's the scientific name of the process where plants prepare their food?
Plants prepare their food. Is that where they're getting something from the sun? Photosynthesis.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Correct.
Oh, good gosh.
Lunchbox, which organ in the human body is responsible for pumping blood?
Heart.
Correct. Morgan, what part of the body is responsible for filtering waste from the blood and producing urine?
I'm trying to make sure I think out my answers.
What part of the body is responsible for filtering waste from the blood and producing urine?
I believe that's your colon.
Incorrect.
You've been boned.
Did you guys know that one?
Your bladder.
No. Kidney.
Kidney.
Yeah.
Morgan's been boned. Sorry, Morgan. Abby, what's the largest external organ in the human body? The largest organ.
Your skin.
Correct.
Yeah.
Good job. The category is history. Three remain. Amy, who was the queen of ancient Egypt and is remembered for her beauty and her relationships with Julius Caesar and Mark Antony?
Cleopatra.
Correct. History is the category.
Yeah.
Who gave the Statue of Liberty to America? Lunchbox.
Give me France.
China.
Give me France.
Give him France. Correct.
Oh, I thought I was getting boned. I was prepared for it. I was like, dang it.
You starting to limber up?
I was. Yeah.
Abby, what state was the big gold rush in 1849?
The gold rush?
Mm-hmm. What state?
California.
Correct. Well,
hey.
That was correct.
It was wrong?
Ray thought you were going to be so wrong. He already had it.
Thanks, Ray.
Yeah.
Come on.
Decades advanced.
Okay. Oh, all right. Are we going like 70?
What decade did the U.S. land on the moon? Amy.
1969. 60s.
Both are right. She knew the exact year.
Yeah.
Same year UTSA was invented. I knew that.
I saw another story about UTSA and they mentioned.
They mentioned me?
Prominent people that went to school there, not just graduated, prominent people went to school there.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't mention you in the graduate because you didn't graduate. You
but they mentioned me in the.
And prominent people that went to school, they also neglected you.
Oh.
I know. I was sad about that.
Hey.
I know. Lunchbox, what decade was MTV launched?
80s. That's correct. That's correct.
Correct!
Yeah! Yeah! Whoa!
Abby, what decade was the iPhone released?
Ooh. Oh, that's hard. Okay, 1 second. I gotta.
1 second. You go ahead and take your time. Go. You need to go to the bathroom. You need to go out to your car.
Let me retrace my steps back when it was.
Yeah, created. Retrace your steps.
That was.
What decade was the iPhone released?
So we're on iPhone. What are we on? iPhone 15?
Oh my gosh.
So that's how we're gonna do it.
Shoot. She's like, the second Avatar has come out, so that means.
That's the 2000s.
Correct.
Wow.
Okay.
I don't know how you got there, but you did it.
Category,
she had 2000s last time, too.
The category is country music. Amy, what country music artist had a successful acting career starring in films like Steel Magnolias?
Oh, Dolly.
Correct. Lunchbox, which country music artist had a successful career as a 90s rock and pop singer before transitioning to country music?
Darius Rucker.
Correct.
Wow. Nice. Whoa. Nice.
Abby, who is the best-selling female country music artist of all time?
Of all time?
Mm-hmm. Who is the best-selling female country music artist of all time?
Is that Carrie Underwood?
Boner?
You've been boned.
How did I miss that?
Come on, you gotta know that, Abby.
Country music.
Yeah, you gotta know country music.
There are two left. The category is small. Amy with the tiara.
Ray.
Lunch, it's correct. Blind. You went blind. The answer's Ray.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
Amy, what's the smallest breed of dog?
Oh.
Pocket version? Pocket.
What's the smallest breed of dog? Smallest breed of dog. Easy trivia.
I feel like it's got to be a Chihuahua. But there's pocket puggles.
Is that your answer? What's your answer?
Chihuahua.
Correct. Lunchbox. Who is the smallest Avenger played by Paul Rudd?
Ant-Man.
Correct.
Yeah!
Amy, what's the smallest state in the United States?
Rhode Island.
Correct.
Ugh, I was holding my breath on that one.
Lunchbox, of the for sure planets, what's the smallest planet?
Oh, I'm not there. No idea. Oh, man. That's no clue.
Which one do you think it's not?
Ooh, this could be a trick.
Wait.
What?
Man, what if...
It's easy trivia.
I know, but what if Earth is the smallest one?
What if?
Dang, that's a legit question. But are we considered a planet?
That's a good question.
No, we're not. We're not considered a planet.
We are not.
Dang it. Because when you do your... No, you are, because when you do Very Energetic Mother, Earth is one of them.
I don't know what's happening right now.
Your song, Very Energetic Mother, serving
nine pizzas. He's buying himself time.
My very energetic mother just served us nine pizzas. Man. My very energetic mother just served us nine pizzas.
Dang.
We started from the start at planet number one. Me, my good friend Mercury is closest to the sun. I can keep going, bro, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, please do, because I don't know all the planets.
Yeah, please do.
Something tells me it's a trick. I'm just going to Earth.
What's happening?
You've been boom.
Wow. This is an easy win. Right now. Okay.
Earth's the planet. So first of all, right?
Energetic.
And you were like, is Earth a planet? Of course.
Yeah.
And then, but it's not the smallest. Now,
I don't know.
I said of the planet, I made sure Pluto wasn't even acknowledged.
It's not because it's a dwarf planet and we don't count it anymore. So how would I know?
It's not Jupiter, obviously.
How is that obvious?
Jupiter's massive.
Is it?
The biggest.
I have no idea.
Saturn's got the rings.
So that means it's small?
Why do you keep yelling it and doing it?
No, but you guys are acting like it was a stupid answer. Like,
I didn't say no.
I have no idea the size of planets.
It's not a stupid answer except for when you said, is Earth even a planet? That's where we started to laugh and think you were messing with us.
No, I started singing your song, then I realized, oh no, Earth is a planet.
And then I sang you the answer.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
I still don't know the song.
Mercury.
How did you sing it though?
Meet my good friend Mercury is closest to the sun.
That doesn't say it's the smallest.
So, but I sang you the one planet. It doesn't matter. It's over. Amy, you're the winner again. Three.
Thanks. That was crazy. Wow.
But if you would have got that right, we'd have gone to speed round. Do you want to see if you'd have won speed round?
Yeah, I don't want. Yeah.
What? Because we'd have got a tiebreaker.
Okay, but you saying the answer out loud wouldn't have been an issue.
But he didn't say it's the smallest planet, guys.
Still said a planet.
It wouldn't have been an issue because, I knew he wouldn't bite on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Phew.
Here we go. Yeah, there were three answers buzzing with your name. You're not going to win Lunchbox, but we'll see what happens anyway. What do you call a word that mimics a sound, and you use that word to describe the sound?
Lunchbox.
Amy. Lunchbox.
Homophone.
Easy? Nope.
Hey, wait. Onomatopoeia.
Yep. Onomatopoeia. Woo. Like, bang, bam, bong.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's onomatopoeia. Good. The second one would have been, the likeness of which president is featured on the rare $2 bill?
Lunchbox. Carver.
Homophone. No.
Who?
No.
I don't know.
Carver?
Is that a president?
He wasn't a president, but he did find a lot of ways for peanuts, like hundreds and hundreds.
Dang it.
Yeah. For what?
Peanuts.
Oh.
George Washington Carver. Amy.
Yeah.
You want to guess? $2 bill?
I don't know.
No, you don't. Thomas Jefferson.
Aww.
Here we go. And finally.
Just be on a bill that gets discontinued.
There was a $1,000 bill, too.
That'd have been legit. Mm. I won on that one.
Okay, final one. Ready?
Yep.
What is known as the powerhouse of the cell?
I don't understand.
There's a way to remember. This is the way I remembered it, actually.
I don't even understand what you're asking me.
What's known as the powerhouse of the cell?
Lunchbox.
Amy.
Lunchbox.
DNA.
The nucleus.
It's mighty.
Mighty.
I still don't understand.
Mitochondria.
Mitochondria. Yeah.
Why are you saying it like that? Are you French?
I still don't understand the question. I don't know what a mitochondria is.
Oh, the mitochondria.
I mean, you went twice.
Hey, that's good. I'm going to remember that. The mighty mitochondria.
I think that's how I remember in like fourth grade, and I still hold on to that.
Stupid.
You are. And Amy, you're the winner.
Woo-hoo!
Here's a voicemail we got last night.
Hey, Hey, so I just wanted to say that I sent Lunchbox a DM on Instagram 2.5-ish months ago. I work as a financial analyst. I gave him a stock recommendation, got no reply, nothing. That stock is almost doubled. If he would have put the money in that, it would have doubled your money. It would actually look like he was something, he's smart, but he didn't follow it, didn't even give me a response, but whatever.
What's your response now, though?
I don't even know what he's talking about. Like, you don't understand. Like, I don't check my DMs that often on Instagram, so I must have not seen it. Because, listen, if you would have said financial analytics.
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
That's something to say how you said it, though.
I'm not sure what he called himself. A financial something.
Yeah, analyst.
Yeah. I mean, if I'd have saw that, dude, I'd have been all over the stock. So, hey, slide back into the DMs.
Sounds dirty.
Give me another one, and we'll get rolling.
Okay. Slide back in his DMs, financial analyst. Okay. Let's go to Meredith, the voicemail.
I have a morning corny for Amy. What do you do with all of the bad rainbows? You send them to prison. It's a light sentence, but they have time to reflect. Thanks, guys.
Love it.
That's good. I never heard level 2 and 3 of that.
Yeah.
I send them to prison, but then it's a light sentence and they have time to reflect.
Well, I've given you level 2.
Because
I've given you level 2, but y'all just don't remember. But level 3, we haven't been there.
Yeah, I feel like that.
Yeah, Amy was mouthing the joke as she was saying.
Amy's like, I've already done this one. Like,
no, I love it.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
A doctor is being blasted for Googling a video tutorial right before a little procedure.
Nope, I wouldn't blast him at all. If you feel like you're not comfortable, Google the video.
Exactly.
What's wrong with that?
Right.
A little refresher. Yeah, maybe you go to your office and do it privately. I get it. I see why people are like, oh, what does this guy not know what he's doing? No. I always want someone to look for more information if they feel like there's a slight chance they may not be all the way ready for something. I'm good with it. Tell me more about it.
Well, the video's gone viral. The guy that was getting treated, he took the video, lives in Colorado. And
why are you telling on a guy trying to help you, dude?
I'm sure I'd be a little freaked out if I saw it at first. But then if I stopped to think about it, it'd be like, oh, wow, they have a lot of information at any given time.
Every body part they have to work on.
Exactly.
And the video is this. The guy records it. He says, POV, point of view. My doctor watching a video on how to wrap an ankle before she wraps my ankle. There are so many body parts you got to wrap in a specific way. Dude, I think maybe he was just being funny and it's gone a bit negative.
Yeah.
I love that the doctor was looking at it to make sure they were right.
And medics, med school students, other doctors, they're all defending this doctor saying, hey, look.
I'm a doctor. That's why. I think that's what it is.
Doctors
stick together. I forgot about that.
Yeah, but they're like, hey, we're in medicine. You want people looking up a refresher because they're humans. They're not robots. And that makes me think, too. I mean, Ben, when he would, like, he was an Air Force.
Your reverse husband?
Yes. Yeah. He was an Air Force pilot. And I was always a little perplexed before a flight. I mean, and he would
How
fly.
How do planes go up?
He's every Googling day. It. Yes. But he would sit at the dining room table and pretend he was flying and press buttons like his eyes would be closed. And he'd be going through procedures.
Like emergency and procedures and stuff?
Yeah. And he had a big notebook
this
out.
That's what I want.
But he was acting like he was flying a plane at the dinner table?
Yeah.
That must have been weird.
He was preparing himself for if something didn't go right.
Exactly. Yeah,
at the dinner table.
But that's what like kids do. Like,
he's flying the fork with food into his own mouth too, just really getting it.
Here it comes. Hey, he wanted to be a pilot since he was 5 years old, so probably was a little bit. But I was always a little perplexed because it'd be the same book, the same material, same studying, and he's like, hey, you never know what could go wrong at any moment. And there's so many buttons and there's so many things and
justice for Ben.
Well, no, this is about the doctor.
Oh, well, no. Oh, yeah. This is for the doctor.
Because I'm saying if you were boarding a flight and the pilot's like looking up real quick, how to?
I've been on a plane before and I saw the pilot grab a book on how to land the plane. I swear to God. I'm not kidding.
Right. Well, see?
We were in a bad windstorm. Bad. And I saw them. And a little bit of you goes, uh-oh.
That's
then you're glad they're looking.
Was it Ben?
It was not Ben. No. What else?
Okay. So have you heard of open casting dating?
Is that where, what I would think it would be, you just get on Twitter and go, I'm going to be at this place, so everybody show up if you want to date me.
Oh, no.
That would be open casting.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Open call.
Yeah, open call. So Bumble predicts that open casting is going to be one of the top dating trends of the year, and it means that you're widening your net. You date outside your type. Whatever that means, like take one of your things. If it's not really, go ahead and go for it. And they feel like it's going to just give you more options, which will boost your chance of success.
Like, for example, if Lunchbox only dated girls that were
hot,
hot, He could then go, you know what? I'm going to change up. I'm going to date girls that are ugly.
Mm. Open casting.
Is that what you're saying?
Sure.
Yeah,
or, yeah, if you typically.
Or dudes.
Yes, or right. he would, yeah.
Right, got it.
Date guys.
Or dudes that were ugly.
Open-minded.
Or dudes that were hot. Right.
He yes. can't tell, though.
Yes, it's all open. Yes, go ahead.
Dolly Parton never wants to retire, and she joked that she hopes to just die on stage one day.
Now, I'm not one to sit around doing nothing. I would never retire. I'll just hopefully drop dead in the middle of a song on stage someday, and hopefully when I've written. Of course, we don't have much of a choice in that, but as long as I'm able to work, as long as my health is good and my husband is good, I mean, I would. The only way that I would ever slow down or stop would be for that reason. But in the meantime, I'm going to make hay while the sun shines.
I don't know who's interviewing her. I don't know if we have that, but... That's a tough question. I would never ask. Hey, when are you going to retire? Hey, you're getting old. When are you wrapping that thing up? That's a tough thing to get done.
It was a radio station in the UK.
Got it. So. Is that one of the things like, hey, Dolly, you going to quit soon?
But it is an interesting question because I wonder about these people. Like, why don't you just retire? Like, why do you still...
Yeah, enjoy your life.
I drive. No, she enjoys what she does is what she's saying.
Go to the beach.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not everybody loves to do what you guys do.
Exactly.
Okay. I would just be sensitive about somebody's age and not be like, hey, so... You're getting old. You can quit soon? I feel like that would be tough to ask.
Yeah, but I'm not even old. I'm saying like Luke Bryan. Dude, like, retire. Like, why are you still doing
it? But a guy like Luke has like 4 or 5 days a week off.
So he's kind of retired.
Yeah, and then he just goes and does some shows
flies
or does
his
Idol.
Show, flies home.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like, I feel like
he's making that money.
He has so much money already that he could just like...
How do you know he's not in like gambling trouble?
Maybe he is. Yeah. He doesn't look like a gambler, though.
He's not. I'm just saying. You never know.
I mean, why stop at Luke's age? Why not go younger? Like, Morgan Wallen's 30.
Oh,
he
could
retire now.
Oh, he could?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Then get out.
Just quit? Yeah.
Like Taylor. Like, I'm like, goodness.
Some people enjoy what they do.
Like, after this.
Like, that gives them fulfillment. Like, I enjoy what I do. It gives me fulfillment.
Yeah. Where do you want to drop dead?
Never, I get it.
Never. I don't want to die ever. I don't want to ever die.
No, because you're not going to retire. So
yeah, Amy, he doesn't want to die. So.
I don't like talking about that.
Okay. Is it going to be in front of a microphone? Is it going to be on stage?
He doesn't want to put that.
I'm going to.
What do you call
you.
Amy? He doesn't want to put that into
you're
the air.
Die.
Okay. Yeah. You don't want to manifest it.
Is that it?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news
with Bobby.
Tell me something good.
You know my new favorite area of the country, right?
Oh, yeah. Maine, New Hampshire.
Yeah, I like to call it...
New England.
New England.
Yeah.
That's what everybody calls it.
That's what it's called.
I like to call it that, too, though. Yeah, it's my new favorite area. I'm like an honorary New Englander or an ite. New Englandite?
New Englandite. That sounds right.
In the wake of major flooding, many businesses in Cambridge, Vermont were dealing with lost inventory. One of those businesses was a local grocer, Cambridge Village Market. The store's basement completely flooded, so they turned off the power, and there's a lot of refrigerated food. The thing about refrigerated food is if you don't refrigerate it, it goes bad. And there are a lot of food rules and laws that you can't just give it away because they don't want people giving away stuff and everybody gets sick, right? Like, I understand it. And it's hard for laws or lawmakers to have common sense, let's be honest. But Ron and Linda Frey, the owners, they were like, look, they loaded them into trucks. They got them away from the store. They drove them down the road. They went to a diner and they were able to give it to them. And then they were able to use it, cook it. All the perishable items were then used to make sure that they went to people who could use them.
Okay. Nice. Is that legal?
I'm not citizens arresting them. I'm not turning them in. I'm saying, I don't know, maybe they found a creative way to not just give it out.
Yeah.
But if they were going, maybe the diner gave them a dollar.
There you go.
It's like a lawyer. You can tell them whatever you want as long as you give them a dollar. I saw that on Better Call Saul. Breaking Bad.
I think it's state by state, but some states have altered the law to where they can do that.
Dozens and dozens of people showed up to claim the free food and many expressed their appreciation because they were going through a difficult time. So I'd like to shout out Ron and Linda Frey, Cambridge Village Market. You guys helped a lot of people. You didn't have to. And it is New Englander.
New Englander.
Or native New Englander. I'm not a native, but I'm an honorary New Englander. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, Again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Have you made the switch to Knix? Millions of women have made the switch to the revolutionary period underwear from Knix. That's K-N-I-X. Period panties from Knix are like no other, making them the number one leak-proof underwear brand in North America. They're comfy, stylish, and absorbent, perfect for period protection from your lightest to your heaviest days. They look, feel, and machine wash just like regular underwear, but feature incognito protection that has you covered. You can shop sizes from extra small to 4XL. Choose from all kinds of colors, prints, and different styles, from bikinis to boy shorts, thongs to high-rise. You've got to try Knix. See why millions are ditching disposable, wasteful period products and have switched to Knix. Go to knix.com and get 15% off with promo code TRY15. That's Knix.com, promo code TRY15 for 15% off life-changing period underwear. That's KNIX.com.
If you eat a lot of this food, you will smell bad because of the sulfur-containing chemicals in the food. Not because it's bad for you, but just because. For example, if you eat blank, your pee turns green.
Asparagus.
Right. Now, that doesn't mean asparagus is bad for you. Mm-hmm. It turns green. It smells, whatever it is. Yeah. Does it turn green, or is that just me? Because
it just smells.
I think it just smells.
Oh, never mind. Hey, I forgot I said anything.
Beets, though, I think turn your poop red.
Well, we're talking.
I think our bodies are all affected differently by different stuff.
Okay,
if you ask me.
Okay.
But here are fruits that make you smell because of if you eat a lot of them: cauliflower, cabbage, broccoli. Broccoli is so fiber. It's hard, sometimes hard for your body to digest that, and so if you do cauliflower, cabbage, or broccoli and eat a bunch of it, you will emit
an odor,
or you will have bad gas.
Wow. Mm.
So, I love broccoli.
There you go. Me too.
Man.
Once I tried to do an only broccoli diet for like a few days, just to kind of, I didn't know what you're thinking. And I was like, this is going to be so clean. I'm have a vegetable, but it was just awful because nothing would digest. And it was just like,
did you read something about that or did you just decide to do a broccoli diet?
I just had a lot of broccoli at the house. That's all it was. I'm like, I'm just going to eat this for 2 days. That's all I had. All right. That's it. Let's go to Amy and get in the morning corny.
The morning corny.
I just realized this might be after dark.
Then I probably wouldn't do it, but you can try it. We'll beep it for you too. Get the beep. Ray, put your finger on the beep button.
What do skinny jeans?
Okay, get your finger on the beep button, Ray. Go ahead. Do it. Run with it.
Okay. What do skinny jeans and motels have in common?
Oh boy,
this is gonna be bad. There's no way this is good. Skinny jeans and motels.
Well, or cheap hotel that's just not fancy.
Go ahead.
No ballroom.
That was the morning corny.
I actually love that one.
That's actually fantastic.
That's really good, Amy.
That'd be the best one ever told.
That's really good.
That might be the best one you've ever told.
Scuba Steve. It's borderline.
It is. But I always say, just to be safe, maybe we should bleep it. And like you always say, podcast, you can hear it.
Bobby's a dancer, guys. Ballroom dancer.
Yeah.
But we just bleeped it, and they didn't hear that part until
now.
Well,
now they heard that.
It's a different context.
Well, I just bleeped that, too.
Oh, you did? Okay.
So dumb.
Yeah, I think it's after dark.
Dang.
I think it's the way it's framed and centered. Yeah.
Yeah. Go to the Bobby Bone Show podcast today, and you can hear it. Then Eddie tried to, like, sneak it back in. Oh, my goodness. Amy, do you have a clean one, though, that you could share for the kids out there that have been waiting for this all day long? Because there are kids, they're just like, I'm waiting for my morning corny.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they, though?
Everywhere I go, people are like, we're waiting for our morning corny.
All the kids?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Did I tell you that someone stole all my lamps last night?
No.
I could not be more delighted.
Delighted.
See?
That was the morning corny.
That didn't compare to the one about ballroom. Oh, did you bleep me out there too? Oh, you did? Okay. Well, dang. Now I got bleeped too.
Anymore.
Okay.
It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know,
I'm about to talk to Chris Stapleton. A few fun facts. He was his class valedictorian when he graduated in 1996. He used to work at Papa John's Pizza, still keeps his employee badge in his medicine cabinet, and as a songwriter, over 170 of Chris Stapleton's songs have appeared on albums and sung by Luke Bryan, Tim McGraw, Brad Paisley, Dierks Bentley. He's also just really one of the greatest. It's Chris Stapleton. He's got a new song that we world premiered today, and here he is now. Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Chris Stapleton.
Chris, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Bobby.
Going pretty good. Before we get to a big album announcement and a new song that we've already been playing, a couple questions that we've been meaning to ask you for a long time. Raymundo claims he saw you playing pickleball in the mall. Is there any truth to that?
Who claims this?
Raymundo, who works on our show. He came in one day, Chris, and he's like, I saw Chris Stapleton playing pickleball in the mall where they have a little net set up.
False. I've never played pickleball.
So what do you want to say?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe he was doing a different sport. It just looked like he had gotten done playing pickleball because there's a mall pickleball area. He could have been shopping. I don't know.
That's not a sport.
Right.
Maybe I'm sure he shops at the mall.
You may have seen me. I occasionally do play tennis.
But not at the mall.
Not at the mall, no.
Yeah. Chris, there's this court that's set up in the middle of the mall, and Ray was just like, I saw Chris Stapleton. I swear he's playing pickleball in the mall. And we were like, you're nuts. And so that confirms it. Ray's nuts.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, cool. Good. All right.
Yeah, no.
Check that one off the box there. Yeah, no, not at all.
I mean, maybe I'll take it up. Who knows?
Have you played pickleball at all?
No.
No, it's legit. Yeah, it's legit. And it's way easier than tennis. So for me, you're probably a pretty good tennis player because you're an athlete, but pickleball is much easier for a guy like me.
Well,
you were an athlete. You are an athlete. You can laugh, but.
I mean, I'm a 45-year-old man with five kids, so. Whatever that means in the range. I'm no Tom Brady, I'll say.
Okay. let's talk about this new song, okay, because we've been playing it today. I love when you put out new music. So tell me about White Horse. You and Dan Wilson wrote it together, like the concept. Did you have a note in your phone? How'd this song come about?
I was in preparation for talking to you today. I was like, I have to remember the timeline of this song. So I kind of tried to make sense of it because the reason the song got written, there was a movie that was made a long time ago called The Lone Ranger. There was a Disney movie, and they were looking for songs. And so this would have been 2012 or maybe early 2013. I'm not exactly sure. But that was kind of what came up that day. I was in L.A., and Dan was like, hey, they're looking for songs for this Lone Ranger movie. I was like, well, what do we know about it? He's like, nothing. And so we wrote this song hoping maybe it would be useful for that. But it wound up just being a song that I like a lot, you know. And you can probably even find a YouTube of me playing this song, thinking I was going to cut it a long time ago with a band prior to Travelers. I think there's YouTubes of me playing this song out there. And then it kind of fell off, you know, the set list and didn't get attempted recording sometimes. I do that with songs. I let them age or come of age. I don't know which one it is. And then it wound up feeling like the right time to try to cut this thing. And we got a version of it that we really thought was strong. So that's the story.
All right, on with Chris Stapleton right now. Hey, let's talk about this album because I'm seeing that we're talking about an album this year, Chris.
That I guess I'm allowed to say that, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Right. He just said it right
so
now.
Quietly.
Wait, are you not supposed to say it?
Sometimes things are shrouded in secrecy and people have plans for things. But I'll tell you, Bobby, yeah, we're going to put an album out.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Before the year is over. Chris, a lot of the songs that you do, sometimes you write them forever ago, and even with White Horse, and you love them and you hold on to them, but they don't match like the project that you're putting out. You feel like, so what's the oldest song on this album that's coming out later this year that you've saved for so long?
There's a song on this record from the first demo session I ever did in town that I don't think I moved to town with the song, but I definitely wrote it, you know, the first year I was in town, so 2001. So there's a 23-year-old song on this record.
And why was that song so special to hold, and why wait this long?
You said it best. You said, you know, sometimes it's just not the right time, or mentally you're not in the right place to put it on, or it doesn't fit, or... I don't know. It's a song that my wife has always begged me to do, but I think it's a very difficult song to sing. So I've always been maybe not afraid of it, but certainly hesitant to record it. But that's the oldest song on it.
I'm being told that I can't announce that Chris is announced. Well, I guess I'm announcing it. Chris's new album, Higher, will be released November 10th. We're very excited about that right there. That's correct. We love that. And how meticulous are you whenever you're making an album, Chris? Are you listening to every single note of every single instrument, listening to the depth and the sonics of everything? Or are you like, all right, this is what I do. You guys do what you do.
No. We get very deep, and we've probably listened to this record so many times by the time that we let it go that we don't want to listen to it again. but that's not true. We put it down for, you know, a bit. But I do think this is a really strong record, and I'm proud of what we've done, and we've really dug in and worked on this record a lot, and I think the songs are there's a lot of strong stuff on here, so I'm excited to see how people. I mean, some of it's different. I mean, some of it's, I don't want to say it's a departure, but it's certainly on the edges of things that we've done in the past.
I cannot wait. I hope there's some accordion. Now, that's what I'm talking about. Stapleton with an accordion.
That'd be cool.
Let's go.
No accordion.
Oh, dang. Okay, a couple more questions here, and we're going to call this. However, you're doing the shows with George Strait. Now, you'll go on right before George. Now, will you go a little less hard because George is going to come on, and you don't want to go, you know, full Stapleton and envelop the crowd? Just they're like, Chris. Will you go like medium hard?
No. I mean, I don't know what that means necessarily. I'm not going to go on your show and say that I go medium hard, Bobby. Sorry.
Okay. Well, you know, I thought I'd ask it in a weird way. So, okay. All right. Didn't actually mean for it to come out that way, but you get what the question is. And then the final thing we're going to do here, these are questions from our listeners. They're uncomfortable questions from our listeners. Question number one, will Chris Stapleton's wife tell him if a song that he plays her is not good?
That's a question?
Yeah. Yes.
That's not a question at all. Like that, yes. Yes is the answer.
Okay.
She'll tell me if a song I play her is terrible, you know. she doesn't pull any punches, and she's a wonderful partner in that way, and she's not mean about it. She just, you know, she'll tell you what she thinks, and she's very she has great taste in songs, and a lot of what you'll hear on records song wise is led by her. So certainly, yeah, she'll tell you.
I'm a massive Morgan fan, by the way. Let me be honest, I like Morgan better than Chris.
Oh,
can you hear me? Can Chris hear me? I like Morgan better than Chris. I said it.
All right, bye.
Bye. okay. Has Chris ever drank out of one of his Grammys?
No.
No. Okay.
I drank out of someone else's Grammy.
Whose?
It was a long time ago. I'm not going to tell on that person for drinking out of a Grammy.
Okay. Fair enough.
Fun, though.
Yeah. okay. Does his name rhyme with Lou Bega?
What?
Yeah.
That'd been awesome.
Yeah, I know. Mambo number five, a little bit of Monica in my life. Okay.
No, okay. It does not.
Okay. Final question. Why was Chris Stapleton cleaning up after the ACMs?
Oh, this is for me. Sorry, I felt like I was waiting on people to buzz in.
It's no. Yeah, most, yes, that's what we do here. But the picture of you cleaning up.
The real answer is we were walking out, and the guys were cleaning up with the blowers, and I was like, hey, man, it would be pretty funny if we could grab a blower and do that. Do you think these guys would get real mad if we asked them, you know? And so they were kind enough to let us, you know, do a little bit of posing like we were actually cleaning up and take a photo. It wasn't they were getting a kick out of it, too, and it was a nice, spontaneous moment, and we had a little bit of fun with it, and then we continued to leave.
There he is. I love him. I can't get enough Chris Stapleton. I'm going to play this interview back, but cut all my parts out and just listen to him talk the whole time. That's right. Chris, great to talk to you. Love the new song and super excited about the new album coming out later this year.
Thank you, Bobby.
All right, there he is. Chris Stapleton.
Nobody had a reaction when Lunchbox said he got wigs from Goodwill Studio. Prepare for everyone to go home with lice, because what in the... That and underwear are the last things you buy from a secondhand store, and nobody had a reaction. And I'm just like, love the show. Bye.
Bye. I just was, I guess, so wrapped up in the fact that he kept asking for extensions and that he wanted to use wigs for the performance.
That's a good point, though. Yeah.
So it's JFK. He was assassinated. We were talking about conspiracies. Lunchbox had never heard of the assassination conspiracy. So we said, hey, learn it. And he keeps going, I'm not ready. I need wigs. Are you doing the report today? Yes or no?
Well,
oh my God.
I mean, I can do it today, but I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, but that's okay. Do you have wigs?
I got wigs.
Are they from Goodwill?
Yes.
We're not putting them on. What? We're not a part of your show, right? Only you are.
No, only me.
Good.
I mean, one is from my house, but the other ones are from the Goodwill.
Are you worried about lice?
No, I didn't even think about that until she said that.
Oh, okay. Well, let's welcome him up to the stage. I'm excited about this. Here he is walking up to the stage now. Where are your props, Carrot Top?
Oh, right in the bag, man.
Oh, he's got him.
It ripped.
Walking up to the stage now. Here he is. Lunchbox. Let's go, baby. Okay, he's got a bag. It looks like a...
Well, this is going to be tough,
grocery
man.
Bag.
You know why?
Why?
Because I'm going to put it on over my headphones.
That's okay.
Take your headphones off. You don't have to hear yourself.
Oh, I need to make sure you guys can hear me and what you're saying back to me.
We're in the same room.
You're standing 3 feet from me.
Oh, yeah, I can hear you. You're right. Yeah.
So you can pull your headphones off for a minute.
He likes to hear himself.
I do like to hear myself.
Okay, so go. How do you start the story?
Well, I'm going to put on my wig.
Oh, he's going to put a wig on to start?
What wig is this?
Oh.
This is the JFK wig, man.
All right.
Or no, maybe I should go without a wig. I should just be my normal hair for JFK and then wig it up for other people. I don't know. I didn't even think about that. I thought I was going JFK wig.
Well, did you do something.
Wait, you've had all this time.
You've had literally a month.
Yeah.
Guys, it takes time to put on
a
performance.
Are you just doing a show?
Have you ever been to the Broadway show? You think they put that on in a month? No. It takes 6 months to practice that. Bat out of hell, we practiced for months leading up to that.
Yeah, really?
Go ahead.
All right, guys. Let's go back. November 1963. There's a little parade in Dallas, and there's this guy named JFK, John F. Kennedy. And he's riding in a convertible, and he's waving to people.
What's the F stand for?
Don't know.
What was the parade?
Don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what the parade was for, man. I don't know.
4th of July, maybe? Yeah.
No, it was November, dude, okay. So it couldn't have been 4th of July. I know my stuff.
Like, gotta go. Sorry, keep going.
Like, just think. Just take yourself back. Ann Coughlin, she was in the third grade. That's my mom. Just so you know. Yeah.
And did you call your mom to help you with this report?
No, she was just... We were just talking about it, and she goes, I remember it. I was in the third grade, and Grandpa came to... Her dad came to pick her up from school, and, like, school shut down. And she remember watching the funeral on TV. But we're not there yet, guys. You don't even know he's going to die.
I don't even have people's hair look yet.
Yeah. So, he's riding in the convertible. He's waving at everybody. When all of a sudden... Shots ring out. Shots ring out.
He didn't do that.
I knew when he pointed at Ray that was coming.
No.
Go ahead.
No.
I feel it. I understand what they're feeling now.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Too much.
Shots ring out.
Now he's putting wig on. It's a blonde, long wig.
And they don't know who did it.
Okay.
And there's this guy, Lee Harvey.
Marilyn Monroe?
No.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
He's up in like a library, a bookstore, and he's shot from the upstairs. Bam! And JFK is rushed to the hospital, and he dies, and they quickly arrest Lee Harvey Oswald. And that's it. Case closed, right? So then Lee Harvey Oswald is walking. He's being perp walked, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Ray hit it. Ruby!
He hit it.
Boom! Ruby! Out of nowhere!
What's this wig? He looks like a treasure troll.
What is that?
This is a wig. Ruby is waiting, and he assassinates Oswald.
Who's Ruby?
Yeah, exactly. Who is Ruby, Eddie? That's a great question. Ruby is like an associate of Oswald, and he works. And like, I don't know exactly who he is, they say that he shot Oswald to shut him up because one of the theories is that, bro, That is, the CIA and everybody was behind it, and Ruby was worried that he was going to, that Oswald was going to spill the tea, and so he said, Ray, hit the guns again.
No. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Got it? Mm-hmm. But yeah, but they didn't know all this. They think, oh, case closed, Oswald did it, you know, no big deal. But then there's this, what do you call him, a prosecutor?
Mm-hmm.
A DA?
New wig.
He's blonde, too.
It's very similar to long the other
hair.
Blonde wig.
Long blonde hair?
Straight, yeah. Straight, though.
Yeah. He's from like New Orleans or something, and he starts investigating, starts interviewing witnesses.
It's like Fabio.
And they're like, hair no, blown in the wind. It couldn't have been Oswald, because we heard gunshots from the grassy knoll. Mm. It's a hill over by the fence. They're like, I saw 3 to 4 gunshots, and I saw a guy run and get in a car, and there was a getaway driver. So then the theory is, oh my gosh, is there 2 shooters? And all these witnesses, they come forward and they tell their story. But did you know that their testimony when they spoke to police was changed? They changed what they wrote, and they're like, no. And then all these witnesses, guess what they ended up doing? Ray, hit the clip. They ended up dead too. All these witnesses were dead.
What?
They got shot?
Wait,
what? No, they didn't get shot.
Every witness died of a gunshot?
No, a lot of these witnesses were turning up dead. Mysterious instances of them turning up dead.
How many?
Like 6, 7.
What?
I know about that.
All dying randomly.
Mike,
like,
will you fact check this as it
goes?
Yes,
I've never heard of that.
There's
one.
Books about it. You can get a book about it. So then.
He put on another wig. Another wig. He's got 3 wigs look exactly the same. Like, he's putting on a different one.
They're all bleached blonde.
Shorter. This is Lady Gaga.
No, I mean, so I don't know. Listen, guys.
This one has a bow on top.
There's theories. The theories are that the CIA and the mob was behind it because Bobby Kennedy was coming down on the mob. And he was the attorney general at the time. And so they thought, okay, you want to come down the mob? Guess what the mobs do? Mob kills JFK. You better shut your mouth. And then Bobby Kennedy got killed too.
Got shot too.
I mean, isn't that or they think it's to do with the Russians and Castro. And Oswald.
We just jumped to different places.
Fidel like, Castro and Russia. Or
Cuba. Yes, and the Russians. Okay. Like they think they had they killed JFK.
Cuba and Russia together.
Yes.
Why okay. though? Why?
Because he was trying to put some sanctions. Rah! Like. Batting down the hatches.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is crazy, and I don't know what to believe, but after all these witnesses turned up dead, like, and the testimony was changed, I mean, guys, I'm worried that we got a conspiracy on our hands.
He's worried.
But here, and that's why I'm worried about talking about it, because I'm worried the government's going to hear me. Yeah. But here's my only issue. Oh, wait, did I use all my wigs?
Yeah, it's but 3 of them look exactly the same.
Yeah, well, this is all I got.
Who are you trying to be next?
No. There's so many people, I can't tell you all their names, so the wigs are hard because there were so many people involved in this. And I am just shocked that this happened, but I don't know if I believe there's a conspiracy because someone by now would have talked. When they're on their deathbed, they would have said, yo, we had him killed. But no one has said anything. And so I don't know what to believe.
And so in conclusion, what?
And another reason is they think that Oswald was not a very good shooter, a marksman, and they had professionals go up and try it, and they're like, there is no way he could have been that accurate through the tree, from the bookstore, and all these people talking about the grassy knoll and a car driving out and speeding away, and man, it's just crazy.
Did Harvey Oswald ever go to Russia?
Yes, he went to Russia, dude. That's what I'm saying.
You didn't say that.
He could have been tied to Russia.
But I kind of led you into that.
But here's the problem. I think he was a spy for the USA in Russia.
Double agent.
Double agent, because he goes to Russia and he's like, hey, guys, I want to be on your side and I want to, you know, give you secrets about the Americans. And the Russians are like, oh, you do? Oh, wait, Russian. Wait.
Oh, it's a red one.
Yeah.
Looks like the other.
Yeah. Russian wig.
The prosecutor.
No, this was Ruby.
Oh, got it.
Oh, yeah.
What's Ruby's first name? What's Ruby's first name?
I don't know.
Jack.
Jack Ruby. Yeah. See, that's, I just go with last name. There's too many names. Mm. Guys, there's way too many names in this conspiracy.
Mm.
And so Oswald goes to Russia, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, they think, oh, man, he's defecting over to Russia. Like, he's becoming a Russian citizen. He's spying on America. But then he comes back to America, and he's welcomed with open arms. It's like, huh. If he went to Russia, he'd be in trouble. So obviously the Americans sent him over there, and then he comes back and he kills JFK, and they kill him to shut him up.
I know less than I did before I started. I'm telling you, like, I felt like I had a pretty good grasp of what the theories are, but now I'm lost. It's like
right.
In A Beautiful Mind when he does all the picture things, but it's the opposite of that.
Wait a minute. You guys did not enjoy that?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
I need to know your theory, though. After all of your research, if you had to put money on one theory, do you think Lee Harvey Oswald...
Hold on, let me ask you the question. Oswald was involved
with him. Do you think Lee Harvey Oswald shot him just out of hating the president? Do you think it was the Russians / Cubans? Do you think it was them covering up the mob?
Do you think it was the mob? That's what I'm saying, man.
Which one is it?
I think Lee Harvey Oswald and Jack Ruby... He killed Oswald, and they were thinking. They said, "Oh, it's because you wanted to shut him up. You were worried he was going to squeal on everybody." He was like, "No, it's just because I love my president." That was his excuse, and I'm not buying that. I'm not buying Ruby, but I think Oswald really just killed him because.
So you think the conspiracies are all wrong? It is just one lone shooter, Lee Harvey Oswald. There's no grassy knoll.
Yes, there is no grassy knoll. Maybe people heard backfiring of cars, or they heard the gunshots and they see smoke because cars are driving, so they think they see someone over by the fence. I don't know.
Okay.
But I feel like someone would have squealed already, so that's why I don't believe that. Just think about how many people in the government would have to be involved to set up the assassination of
probably
a president,
many,
and
four.
No one talks. Let me tell you about this. People kill all the time, and guess what they always have to do?
People kill all the time?
What?
Did they tell somebody.
Yeah,
they
shut
up.
The stat that 40% of murders are never solved?
Yeah.
Right.
Right, but most people tell somebody. You do something, and you're just like, I have to get this off my chest. At some point, someone tells somebody.
What are all the witnesses
that were
killed?
All these people live their whole life and have no regret about having JFK assassinated, and they don't tell a soul.
But
they don't go to therapy.
They could have been said by two people.
They don't go to therapy. They don't go to the priest. They don't go to, confessional.
No, I think that if it's as high up as you're saying, then it's not as many people as you're thinking, and they've also likely been trained to, not say things.
Yeah, we gotta go. I appreciate the effort into this. Ray just said break in my ear, which we've been going for way
just
long time.
Wigs,
wow. That one has bangs.
Yeah. You look like a character from Charlie Brown.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, dude, I am so intrigued. I couldn't put my finger on who did it.
Who done it?
A lot of people. A lot of people have the same problem. Scholars have the same problem. Thank you, Lunchbox.
The ultimate murder mystery of all time.
Bobby, what do you think? Who do you think did it?
After hearing all that, Bones,
I'm not even sure he's dead. But what I think before that is that probably the mob situation. There's a lot of theories about Sinatra.
And Jack Ruby was a mobster. You forgot that part.
But he said, I just did it because I love my president.
I know.
We're going to have to hit the Oscars music on Lunchbox and wrap him off stage. Yeah.
Well, I can't hear him anyway.
Thank you, Lunchbox.
But no.
There he is, and he's out of here. Thank you. We got to go to commercial. All right, we'll be back in a minute, everybody. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. The worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Have you made the switch to Knix? Millions of women have made the switch to the revolutionary period underwear from Knix. That's K-N-I-X. Period panties from Knix are like no other, making them the number one leak-proof underwear brand in North America. They're comfy, stylish, and absorbent, perfect for period protection from your lightest to your heaviest days. They look, feel, and machine wash just like regular underwear, but feature incognito protection that has you covered. You can shop sizes from extra small to 4XL. Choose from all kinds of colors, prints, and different styles, from bikinis to boy shorts, thongs to high-rise. You've got to try Knix. See why millions are ditching disposable, wasteful period products and have switched to Knix. Go to knix.com and get 15% off with promo code TRY15. That's Knix.com, promo code TRY15 for 15% off life-changing period underwear. That's KNIX.com.
I'm always like, man, that's so bizarre. But then I feel bad for people who like eat toilet paper all the time because there's an addiction.
Because
at first it's like, wow, that's great. But then you just feel sad for them. This story is about a woman who eats toilet paper. She spends about $3,000 a year on toilet paper to eat. And when she doesn't have toilet paper, she eats other snacks that are household items.
Yeah. It's a thing.
Is that real or is she just doing
it? No, it's real.
Like,
it's
how
real.
Can you not have toilet paper in your house?
She has a lot of it. She spends $30,000 a year on it.
Yeah, I know, yeah. But you know.
Like, I don't keep a lot of sugar in my house because exactly. I know I'll eat it.
Right.
But you need toilet paper to wipe your butt.
Yeah,
too.
You can use other things.
But then she'll probably eat the wipes.
Paper towels.
Right.
Paper towels hurt, man.
Yeah.
You can't even flush paper towels. I'm not trying to eat.
That's true.
So my daughter just told me the other day that when she was at the orphanage, for years, they would lick the wall. It was like salty. And there was this one spot in particular, but she got addicted to the whatever that salt taste was.
Did she need salt nutrients? Is that why they would do it? Or was it just a fun?
I thought that too. I was like, okay, was there
like your body's craving a deficiency, salt. Yeah.
Right? But I mean, I don't know. It tastes a lot of sodium.
Amy went and tasted it. No, I get it. I went. I licked the wall.
No, but so, and I got her this salt lamp for her room. And she told me the other day that she's been licking it.
Because
but it reminded her of, you know, at the orphanage when she would do that. And I was like, okay, well, I think that's okay if you want to keep licking it. Just let me make sure it's clean. But it's if you're used to it and it's a mental thing, you gotta.
According to TLC, the addict, that's what they call it, eats up to 4 toilet paper rolls a day.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Which is over 14,000 pounds over the past 20 years.
Ugh.
She eats it constantly at work, in the car, the nail salon. She compares the feeling she gets after eating toilet paper to the euphoric post-Thanksgiving slump when you've had all your favorite foods, but you feel good. What? When I think of post-Thanksgiving, that's not a good feeling. Eating Thanksgiving is good. Post-Thanksgiving, I got to unbutton my pants. Yeah.
Let's all admit something weird because
let's go ahead.
You go first. Who'd you kill?
What you just
Amy's like, let's confess to something. All right, go ahead.
What you just described is that's how I feel when I... like I pull at my hair and I pull one out. It's so satisfying.
Okay, I'm with you, Amy. I can go.
Okay.
Oh boy.
When I pull off my socks and I smell them every day, it's like that satisfying feeling. Like, okay, cool. Checked in on the socks.
Okay.
See if they smell or don't smell.
Who else has something?
Before my soccer game, I sniff my shin guards.
You can have 11 guys.
Yeah. We can just let them go.
I do. I sniff my shin guards. I mean, they're probably 7 years old, so you know they got a lot of sweat in there, never been washed. But I smell them every time to see if that smell's still there.
Mm-hmm. Eddie.
Okay, I like how boogers taste.
What?
I like how boogers taste. I don't go out searching for eating boogers.
But sometimes
I'm like, hey, that's not bad.
That's worse than there's a body in my backyard. I'll be honest with you.
Have you ever tried them?
Wow, I thought mine was going to be the like weirdest one.
They're really salty. I mean, maybe I have a salt deficiency.
Oh my gosh.
You want a salt lamp?
Oh my God.
I
took my glasses off and I'm just... I've lowered my head onto my microphone.
Hey, just admit it. The truth will set you free.
Okay, who else?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of one. I love good content. So I'm trying to, you guys are being vulnerable. I appreciate that.
Hey, man.
I'm trying to think of something.
Morgan, go ahead.
Well, I like to smell my dog's paws every so often.
Fritos.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they smell good. Mm-hmm. And I use tweezers to pluck my, get my blackheads out. It's very satisfying. Mm.
I mean, I rip my nose hairs out with my fingers from my nose.
Come on, man. Let's be real. Open up. This is a safety circle.
Yeah, trust tree.
I don't have any bizarre. It's like if someone got my phone, had all access to my phone, everything I've ever searched, every picture, I'd be like, cool.
Hey, can you put your glasses back on? It looks weird. I can't look at you. I can't look at you.
Eddie hit us with that, and I took it off. That's crazy.
Anything?
Eddie came out with, I like the way my boogers taste.
I mean, they don't taste bad.
I hear you. I don't hear you, but I hear you. But I...
Well, you have to, go around your house and make
OCD
all the...
I have OCD-type tendencies.
That's not...
I've never been ashamed of that.
Right.
And, I black everything out of papers. Boy. But I don't really have anything that I have not shared with you guys.
Chew your fingernails?
I do bite my fingernails.
Yeah.
Do you like chewing your toenails?
No.
I do that.
How do you do that? You're that flexible?
No, you rip them off and then you put them in your mouth.
Got it.
Like you line them up on your thigh and then you kind of snap.
Line them up?
Yeah, like when you're watching TV, you kind of rip, and you have four or five on your thigh and then you just kind of put one in. Mm. 10 minutes later.
Okay, I mean, ripping your nose hairs out with
your
finger
a way they
works.
Can take back our CMAs and ACMs?
We don't, come to our house and get them?
Yeah, take them all back for just being because this segment's probably going to do that. They're going to take all
or everyone's like, hey, I'm not the only one. That's cool.
Right. We're relatable.
I don't have anything like that. I've shared all mine.
Nothing?
No, I have a ton, but I've already shared all of them, I think.
Mm. Earwax. Nothing crazy with that?
Mm-hmm. What do you do with your earwax?
Nothing. I'm just... No. I don't do anything with my earwax.
You went straight to earwax like you had something you were
trying to dig for anything.
Like I would tell you when I tore my BH, my butt. You know?
Right.
Yeah. But I'm not embarrassed.
Tearing it over and over because you like it.
That would be cool. Right. I mean, good for the segment.
Yeah. Right. But I would just tell you guys already.
Yeah.
I don't have anything.
All right.
I'm so weirded out.
Does Ray have anything?
Ray?
Yeah, sometimes I'll wipe with paper towel.
What?
For fun?
Oh, my God. What's happening?
Because you like how it feels?
I don't know you people. I don't know you. I don't know everybody. I don't understand.
Hey, Scuba for sure has something.
You know he does.
For sure.
Something weird.
You have a secret?
I mean, I guess for me, because I'm really hairy, I have a really hairy chest. And so because of that, belly button lint collects. And it's so satisfying, almost kind of like when you feel when you're having.
Do you eat it?
No, I just pull it out. I look at it for a little bit, and I push it into my fingers. And I feel the texture of it, and then I just flick it in the air wherever I'm at.
Oh, at least I love picking my dog's eyes
for the crust.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. Do you eat it though?
No.
Okay.
Eddie, no one's like
no,
you.
No,
Eddie, you're not gonna find any buddies in this.
But
are you sure?
But I do like
it. Oh, my goodness.
She's been staying because, she goes with the kids. So the dog is 1 week with me and then 1 week at Ben's with the kids. Or whenever the kids... She follows the kids. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to say. So Ben doesn't like to pick her eyes. So when I get her back, it's a nice build-up.
Cornucopia.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, this is so great.
Yeah. I have nothing.
Still, we give you a lot of time.
We're trying to give you...
You vamped enough, but your vamps were disgusting.
Oh, man.
I wish. Okay, well, I'm going to actually just play a song. Mm-hmm. We're going to do a Jelly Roll, Need a Favor, and I am going to go vomit, and we'll see you guys in a minute.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Daytona Beach, Florida. Yeah, the devil. These two people, they went out to the beach.
Are you talking about Florida?
Yeah.
Are you going to tell a story about the devil?
No,
I'm talking about Florida. They were in
Why are you
Florida.
Trying to start this rivalry with you and the entire state of Florida?
Yeah, a big state.
Like one of our most generous, greatest states.
A we beautiful have
so,
state.
So much listening in Florida.
I love Florida.
Listen.
Can't get enough, actually. Mm-hmm.
Florida has done bad things to me. And when it makes it right, then we can stop calling
How does Florida make it right, Ooh, though, I guess?
If I go there and nothing bad happens, then maybe the devil has left Florida. But right now, the devil is in Florida.
Devil went down to Florida. He was looking for a lunchbox, too. All right, go ahead. Finish your story. Start it, I guess.
So a lovely couple, they decided to go spend the day at the beach. They're out there laying out. They're having a few drinks. Next thing you know, they're like, hey, give me a little smooch. One thing leads to another. And they're doing the dirty right there on the beach in front of families.
What?
The devil's definitely there then.
Yeah, I think the devil had his presence.
Okay.
No.
What?
I mean, he might
I
be right.
I am Satan. Watch me. Yeah, that's that.
Right next to the lifeguard tower, and the lifeguard had to get down and break him up and...
Okay.
Spray him like dogs.
Stop that. Stop it.
Yeah, that's what's great. Wrong
They must
with
have
people?
Really been messed up. All right, is that it?
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Lunchbox, why are you disappointed with every person here on this show? What do we do to you to make you so disappointed?
Not one of you guys. We've had rain. You know, I have a bike and no car, and not one person has it said, hey, on the way to work, should I swing by and pick you up? I know you need a ride. Nothing. My phone hasn't buzzed one time. And it's like, you guys act like you don't know what I'm going through, and you're not even there for me. It's like, I thought you were supposed to have my back, but no. Instead, you guys just leave me out there on an island to get soaking wet on my bike.
Is that why you were so wet?
Yeah, I get wet in the rain.
I made a joke. I said, hey, dang, dude, were you in a sauna before you walked in here? I didn't realize it was biking in the
rain. Was a funny joke, and he didn't laugh. We should have realized it.
Yeah. Yeah, we thought you were just sweating. We didn't know you were riding your bike in the rain.
Well, don't you have, like, a poncho?
No, a poncho? How can you ride a bike in a poncho? You want to talk about, I mean...
You can. It's doable.
Yeah.
My son has these waterproof pants he wears when he rides his bike.
You didn't text me and tell me about them, so how would I know?
Okay,
no.
Here's what I want to say. I'm just saying, on everybody's behalf.
Rude.
Nobody likes to have you in the car with them because all you do is come on the air and make fun of something they're doing in their car.
Facts.
If it's driving, if it's the kind of music they listen to, if it just does... No one wants to ride with you. Because you make it uncomfortable.
I don't make it uncomfortable. I just critique when they do something
But there's
wrong.
No need.
People I'm trying to help.
People are going out of their way to do nice things for you, and then you just come and you make bits out of it in a negative way. So people are like, why would I expose myself to that? Secondly, you live, 13 minutes from here?
Yeah.
On a car? Why don't you just call an Uber?
Yeah, it costs money.
So, okay, but you have a...
I mean, money. Uber costs money. It gets expensive. Like taking an Uber to and
but
from work every single day.
But if your car is only broken for however long it's broken, or if you're going to get a new one, you have to pay for an Uber for 3 days to work.
Yeah,
right, but
gas.
Or you could just be generous and slide by and, hey, I'll hop in.
Does anybody have him on the way to work?
No.
Yeah.
Other side of town for me.
Wrong.
Who? Eddie?
Blondie over there.
I do.
Morgan? No, you've made fun of Morgan so much, I would never pick you up.
Amy could slide by. Eddie could slide.
Slide by.
It's out of my way, man.
If I take the back roads.
That's what I'm saying. Take a back road. Okay. That's a good song, too.
Here's the thing. If somebody wants to pick up Lunchbox, cool, but I don't think you guys should because he's going to make fun of you.
I will.
When are you going to get your car fixed?
I'll do it.
I don't know, man.
Because you're not even trying, though. Also the point.
No. I got to get it to a shop, which means I got to get a tow truck. There's a lot of layers.
And that's money.
No, actually, that's not money.
But you can do that.
Tow truck's not money?
Nah, tow trucks are free, guys.
What?
Are
you going to call in and report yourself?
Hey, somebody parked our car here. And would you mind taking it to this dealership to fit? How's it free? Repo man? I don't understand why you're being weird.
Why are you
weird.
Not speaking?
You guys don't know how to get a free tow truck?
No.
Right.
Tell us.
You're just going to leave it at that?
You just call the city, say, hey, there's a car in front of the...
So you report yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they take it to an impound lot.
No, just tell them to take it to the shop down the street.
No chance.
I don't think you can report someone and then take it to a shop you've targeted.
You intercept.
Yeah.
Like, oh, sir, yeah, don't take that to an impound lot. I think that...
Anyway, you guys pick up Lunchbox if you want, but he's upset at all of us.
I mean, it's rude that you guys don't have my...
Let's see.
You guys, you know what you really should have? You should have a pickup calendar. You know how people have like a meal train? Yeah.
Also, you guys get tickets to, I'm in Nashville. They'll probably release some seats. Although the show is sold out, they'll probably release some seats out this afternoon or tomorrow if you guys want to come to the show in Nashville. Other than that, Wichita, Tampa, Vegas, my comedically inspirational show will be there soon. Go to bobbybones.com to get tickets. We'll see you on Monday. Goodbye, everybody.
Come on, y'all. Bobby Bones Show. Yeah.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
Hello, I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and I want to let you know about my new immersive BBC Radio 4 podcast series, Deep Calm. It's all about how to tap into and activate a remarkable system that we all have hardwired inside of us, our relaxation response. And it's been developed to be listened to at any time you want to really unwind. I hope you'll listen wherever you get your BBC podcasts.